What does it mean? Number 161, what does it mean that Shabbos is Me'inu L'mabo, and why don't most people experience it? Let's talk about this. I mean, we're only going to talk about Pashtiyin. There might be some Heligidin right here in the audience that experience it in a very powerful way, so they don't even know, you know, what kind of Shaila this is. But we're going to talk about to what level, you know, what it means on a simple level, and to what level a person should experience it, and what he could do to experience it. The Pashtiyin, what it means is how it's on a simple level is that Me'inu L'mabo, that Olam Haba is based on how much you would tereach be'erev Shabbos. Hayoyim la soysom ulamocha lekabel schorom. And every Shabbos of the week, a person should have a little bonus in that. That kefi, how much he was making kefi erev Shabbos, that's how much tiny he's going to have on Shabbos. There's nothing he can cook on Shabbos, and nothing he can buy on Shabbos. It's all kefi what he was making. So, in that is bonus, he doesn't understand is that there's, you know, everything is kefir what he's making, and there's nothing he could grow and start up on Shabbos. There's no new chachos of a tiny that he can be able to create on Shabbos. So that's a simple level, what it would mean, Me'inu L'mahabah. There's about a much more levels. There's a gemisah shaykhus to a menucha and a sangus on the condition of Shabbos, which would also be Me'inu L'mahabah, but I don't know if everybody is shaykh to that. The way a person should be shaykh to experiencing it is the more elektarein in his Shabbos. If from Sunday, Monday, Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, he's mitzapel for Shabbos, the more he has what is the Kedusha Shabbos, the more Ve'edus he's saying b'chol Shabbos, the more he knows what Edus he's saying when he's saying Edus on Shabbos. You know, there's so many parts of the more Zahiris and Diktik he has in the Hilchiser for Shabbos, the more he's Oyevim Devoreho from Shabbos. There's so much around Shabbos that could be mitzvahs and Hashem L'modah, and there's so much around Shabbos that a person could be doing with a lot more his bainus and a lot more seiris and a lot more pashim with his eyes open. The more the person is mishtayach to the hour of Shabbos, the more achoni he has for Shabbos, the more he's yeshiv and mitzapim mamten, the more he does the things that are mosu b'yodei, apiva, halacha, mamish, then the more he'll be shaykh to all the yonim, and the more he'll experience it. If a person not experiencing it means he's doing the basic minimum balach, he's Baruch Shem, not being Mechal Shabbos, but it's basically just sort of by rote, and he's not really lifting himself up more than being, you know, sort of very balabatish about it. But it's available for the taking. Everybody could take a shteltzu to it and get at least some level of it. Sure, the seiras of the zmir is going into an argument. So the makdusha be marish kedushas as man. There are certain things that a person could to be dancing on his big day Shabbos. You have to talk to the ma'aser what to do. But if a person uses his Shabbos begotten for every date, or every chasta, whatever it is, he's chapping his whole hour of Kedusha Shabbos. He's really chapping it a lot. Especially if he can afford to have a special beged for the chastas and for the dates, a special beged for Shabbos, so. I mean, these are begotten me for Shabbos, like, what are you doing? Yeah, whatever, maybe you can consult the Rav Halacha on it, but I'm saying that this sensitivity for the Yom of Shabbos is kind of very, very schwach by most people. You know, there are a lot of things like that. Somebody did ask Hagrach Kanievsky. He said that he was traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, and he could only bring one hat. Should he bring his Shabbos Dikah hat and wear it Bein B'chel Bein Shabbos, or should he bring his Chel Dikah hat and wear it Bein B'chel Bein Shabbos? Like, which is worse? And surprisingly, Reb Chaim told him to bring his Chel Dikah hat and wear it Bein B'chel Bein Shabbos, not to take his Shabbos Dikah hat and be mechaled by wearing a B'chel. I don't know if everybody would answer that way, but that's what he answered. But that's just a marshal. There's so many things of sensitivity that we are very roughly from, but it's the way the person has more and more awareness of Shabbos. But if the tie for the date and the tie for the Shabbos has the same erech, or more than that, when he's going on a date, that's when he's going to buy a new tie in Shabbos, not like, or the shaving, the whole thing. I mean, that means I wouldn't expect him to experience it if the mechayev for the shave is more the date than the Shabbos.